The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here to guide you is the well-known jazz critic, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. This is the occasion we've been waiting for eagerly here on Jazz Club USA because we have as our guest a gentleman who has made a very distinguished place for himself and made a very famous name in the history of jazz. And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself.
My name is William Basie. I was born in Red Bank, New Jersey in the year of 1910. Oh, you thought I was going to tell you, didn't you? I'm not. Well, anyway, I sort of wanted it in New York several years ago and joined a little show, and we traveled westward. Got as far as Kansas City. The show stranded. Kicked around Kansas City a while. And then I met up with the great Benny Moten and joined his band there. Leonard.
And one of the early records featuring Count Basie with the Benny Moten Orchestra was a number that has since become famous and identified with Count just as closely as with Moten himself. The original record by Benny Moten of Moten Swing. Finally happened to your association with the Benny Moten Orchestra, Count?
Well, I had a few wonderful years with Benny. And then after Benny passed, I sort of organized a little band of my own.
And how did you get a little attention for that band of your own?
Oh, we were working in a little club called the Reno Club there in Kansas City. And we had a little wire out there, W9XBY, I believe. And John Hammond, I had sort of a powerful set at that time, and John used to catch us early in the morning, you know. So John dropped me a few letters, and then finally flew out to Kansas City and caught the band, and then later told Willard Alexander about the band, and they both flew back to Kansas City and heard the band together. And then also Benny was catching the band as he was working in Chicago at the time.
Benny Goodman.
That's right. And so they brought the band into Chicago to the Grand Terrace.
And you made some records.
And yeah, well, while we were at the Terrace, just before we came to New York.
But not with a full band?
No, with a small band.
Well, we'll play one of those sides. They were originally recorded under the name of Jones Smith Incorporated.
That's right.
Was that, there was a Jones and a Smith in that group,
it was, yeah, Joe Jones and Patty Smith.
Yeah, the drummer and the trumpet player. And here's their original record with a Jimmy Rushing vocal on Woogie Woogie.
Wanna see my baby, see my baby man. I want to see my baby bear. That's the sweetest woman that I've ever had. I know to hear my baby call my name. And I know to hear my baby call my name. She can call so easy and so don't play. Baby, what's on your way? Baby, what's on your weary mind? You keep me bothered and worried all the time. I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. And I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. You're gonna long for me, baby, one of these all rainy days.
course, the tenor sax man on that 1936 recording was the great Prez Lester Young. Well, now you're leaving Chicago, Count.
And now we're just about in New York now at the Roseland Ballroom.
And you are swinging the blues with the help of such gentlemen as...
Well, that's, of course, Prez and the other tenor man, Herschel Evans. And let me see...
There was a trumpet solo on Swinging the Blues, if I'm not mistaken, by...
Was it
Sweet? Harry Edison, that's right. And here we go, Swinging the Blues. A band that has really never stopped living up to the title of that record, Swingin' the Blues. Count Basie has always had a band that swings and always had a band that plays wonderful blues at every tempo. Well, during the ensuing years in New York and around the country, the Basie Orchestra made many, many great records, and I think the best thing to do right now is to ask Count which he thinks is his personal favorite of all the Basie records of that era.
Well, my favorite record is the one that's sort of slow. It's called Blue and Sentimental.
And it features?
Features Herschel Evans.
Well, I agree with you, Count. I think it's one of the greatest things you ever did. And here it is now, Blue and Sentimental.
Thank you.
And, of course, Count, let's not forget that in 1940 you joined forces, for recording purposes only, with Benny Goodman and his sextet, which at that time was a very great combination featuring Georgie Auld on tenor saxophone, Cootie Williams on trumpet, and for this session, the rhythm section comprised yourself, Charlie Christian on guitar, Harry Yeager on drums, and Arthur Bernstein on bass. And you really made some wonderful performances, including this outstanding one of As Long As I Live. Count, listening to Benny on clarinet there reminded me that we should also give credit to the clarinet soloist on the previous record, Blue and Sentimental.
Oh, yes, Lynn, I forgot to mention the clarinet was by Lefty Young.
Yes, one of his few recorded clarinet solos. Well, it was during the early 1940s that the public became aware that Count Basie's talents were not limited to the piano and to leading a great band, that he also played another instrument, namely the organ. And I'd like to have you give us a few details on how that happened, Count, how you started on the organ.
Well, oh, this has gone back many years ago, and I was very interested in probably one of the greatest musicians I've ever known is Fats.
Yes, and Fats Waller sort of helped you to get started.
Yeah, that's right. When Fats was working at the Lincoln Theater years ago, I used to be there every day, and Fats sort of showed me a few points about the organ, which I don't know any too much about now, but I'm still trying to learn something about it. And how this happened on this record, I mean, we're just kidding around with the organ. I don't know.
Well, I think it came out very pleasantly and is worth playing right now. Basie's Basement. ¶¶ When the war came along in the early 1940s, made some changes to the Count Basie Orchestra, some changes of personnel.
That's right, because we had to give way to Uncle Sam with Lester Young, Joe Jones, Buck Clayton. And so we sort of added to replace them with Lucky Thompson, and Illinois Jacket, Emmett Berry, a couple more.
And you had a fine trombonist around this time in the person.
Oh, yeah, J.J.
J.J. Johnston. Here they all are on Rambo. By early 1950, things in the band business were pretty rough. The Count Basie big band broke up, but, of course, you know what Count Basie did, and Count will tell you.
Well,
you
we organized a small band, Leonard, with the stars as Clark Terry on trumpet and Buddy DeFranco, clarinet, and we're using Charles Rouse, but now we substitute Charles for the great Wardell Gray.
And here they are playing Neil's Deal. So you see, Count Basie had a great small band. He has it right now, but in the last week, we have good news. He's been rehearsing a big band for at least an appearance at the Apollo Theater and perhaps for a permanent arrangement later on. Is that possible, Count?
Yes, that's very possible. We're going to see how things work out, then we're going to try it again, I guess.
Well, Count, it's been wonderful having you help to tell the story of your life in words and music here tonight. And I certainly hope that the big band does get together, but whatever kind of a band you have, it will always be a swinging thing, and the musicians will always be happy playing for you, because one thing I've always noticed is that the guys like to work with you because you always have a happy band. So, it's real great to hear you.
Well, that's awful nice of you to say that, Leonard. Pleasure to be with you, and thanks a lot for inviting me, and hope to see you again very, very soon.
I hope to see you too, Count. Thanks very, very much. As we close with Count Basie's world-famous theme, the 1 o'clock jump, we'd like to give you our usual reminder that we invite comment and mail from you, that we'd be very interested to hear what you think about the music that should be heard and has been heard on Jazz Club USA. Just address your letters to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. And now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
J. Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of The Voice of America.